the Gonzo Chronicles. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. This is Cyrus Alderwood. I'm going to talk about some weird shit today. Did you know that the first electric car was built in 1891 by some cat from Des Moines, Iowa? 1891. It's a long damn time ago, man. Electric cars have been here for a while. Hey, if you want to know about electric cars, you ask Elon Musk. You want to know about trains? Ask your mother. She smoked whatever going round. Yeah, she smoked it in the morning. Oh, man. Thanks to the guys from Blues Hammer for that generous tune. What a gem. What a gem. Thanks again for stopping by the Gonzo Chronicles. And we'll kind of keep this short. But I wasn't kidding. 1891. A cat by the name of William Morrison of Des Moines, Iowa, built the first successful electric automobile in the United States. And by 1893, a handful of different makes and models of these electric cars were put on exhibit in Chicago. And a few years later, 1897, electric taxis, believe it or not, hit the streets in New York early that year. The Pope Manufacturing Company of Connecticut becomes the first large-scale American electric automobile manufacturer. Remember that, Pope. Kind of ties in with what we're going to talk about today, some weird shit with the Vatican. The Vatican? Yeah, the Catholic Church. Rome. The beginning and end of all times, right? But I'm not done with electric cars. I'm not getting into the train and talking about your mother. But 1899, believing that electricity would run autos of the future, Thomas Edison, he began a mission to create a long-lasting, powerful battery for commercial cars. And even though his research led to some improvement in the alkaline battery, about 10 years later, he just abandoned the quest. It was useless. In the year 1900, electric automobile was in its heyday. At that time, according to what I read, there was 4,192 cars produced in the United States, 28% of those powered by electricity. And electric autos represented about one-third of all cars on the roads of New York, Boston, and Chicago. It's a lot of damn electric cars. Well, percentage-wise. But let's not get ahead of our skis here. 1908, Henry Ford introduced the mass-produced gasoline-powered Model T. And gas-powered, it's never been the same since, right? 4 years later, even though you remember, you've probably seen old movies where they had to crank the damn front of the car on those gas engines, right, to get them to go. Charles Kettering, in 1912, invented the first practical electric automobile starter. So that got rid of the crank. And at that point, it just pretty much killed the electric car. During the 1920s, right, the roaring 20s, the electric car was no longer, sometime during that decade, they became not a viable product. The electric car's downfall is attributable to a number of factors, including the desire for longer distance vehicles, their lack of horsepower, and the ready availability of gasoline. My, how things never change. Gas-powered cars came along, killed the electric car for 100 freaking years. But Congress has been trying to do shit ever since to try to bring these back. But, You know, people want what they want. I drive a gas guzzler. I'm not gonna lie. I drive a big ass Envoy. Love that car. But like I said, if you want to know about electric cars, talk to Elon Musk. That's some pretty cool stuff, though. What Tesla's doing. But let's get away from that. We have some crazy mysteries with the Vatican that I'm going to touch base on here. And by the way, don't take my word for any of this. Go do your own research. We'll keep this one short and sweet. We got another episode coming in a couple of days with a local radio host. So we're going to have a little fun with that. And we're going to beat the shit out of the media. And not really. Maybe mainstream media, but not so much local. Although some deserve it. But there's all kinds of crazy legends about the Vatican. So I'm wondering how many people listening to this podcast are actually Catholic. Maybe you can weigh in on this. Maybe you can tell me I'm full of shit. I don't know. Drop me an email and let me know. Cyrus.Alderwood@gmail.com. But some say that the Vatican actually knows the locations of the Ark of the Covenant, Noah's Ark, and the Holy Grail. Yes, that Holy Grail, the one that Monty Python went in search of. If you haven't seen Monty Python in Search for the Holy Grail, go watch that. I swear to God. And if you're a millennial with no sense of humor, go watch that and actually learn how to laugh. Those cats were funny. But, you know, some speculate that the Vatican actually has a time machine. I guess tucked away somewhere in the Vatican is what they have, these secret vaults or secret files. Good luck getting a hold of that. I don't know how secret they are. Maybe it's just the Pope's personal library and things that he can consult. I don't know. But there are claims that the Vatican actually has evidence of aliens and alien life. So think about that. All right, they know where the Ark of the Covenant is, Noah's Ark and the Holy Grail, supposedly. They speculate that they have a time machine and actually have proof that people have traveled from different eras. And they actually, people make claim that they have evidence of aliens and alien life. And I know none of these really have a lot to do with each other in and of themselves as topics. What the hell does that tell you? Man, people really don't trust the Catholic Church. That's what that tells me. But then again, I'm not Catholic, so I don't know. I do know a handful of Catholics. Nice folks. I never really talked to them about time travel. And if I did, they'd probably look at me like I was batshit crazy. But let's jump on the extraterrestrial thing. A couple episodes ago, we had Erica Lukes. Maybe it was the last episode. We had Erica Lukes from Ancient Aliens from the History Channel on. And we've had Heidi Gadd on from Aliens and Beyond. So we've talked about this topic, not per se with the Catholic Church, but or the Vatican. But the extraterrestrials, proof of ETs, is actually one of the less controversial claims that include possible evidence of the existence of extraterrestrials. In fact, in 2008, more than one prominent scientific advisor to the Pope admitted the possibility of alien life and speculated that otherworldly beings would likewise be a part of the creation doctrine, the church doctrine of creation. The Vatican Observatory even co-hosted a big conference of astrobiologists not long after that. It was in 2009. And many church theologians, from just by perusing through the web here, announced that non-earthly life forms should not be confused with demons. Abductions or encounters with aliens are not the same as demonic possessions. And that they even kind of insinuated a little bit that the Immaculate Conception, the Virgin Birth, the Resurrection, all that could have involved extraterrestrial forces. I don't know about that. Pretty wild claims, though. Very wild claims. Another one of the wild claims is that the third secret of Fatima. If you remember, you may have seen a documentary here or there that there was these three kids, these Portuguese kids in 1917 that reported receiving like this enigmatic prophecies following all these visions of the Virgin Mary. And anyway, they... apparently, the third secret was passed along in the year 2000. Or they knew it in 1960, the church did. But maybe they announced it in the year 2000. I'm not sure what the actual secret was. But, yeah, I guess it just kind of kept the conspiracy theories alive. Man, there's nothing like a good conspiracy theory involving the Catholic Church. They certainly don't help themselves much. One of my favorite conspiracy theories involving the church is that the Vatican actually has a telescope involving, you know, this again involving extraterrestrials and alien life. They actually have a telescope that they keep watch for aliens. And the telescope they named Lucifer. Well, why in the hell would it, you know, a Catholic Church call a telescope Lucifer? Well, I don't know, right? This is a rumor that's been going around for like 15 years, something like that. So I did some digging, right? Let's find out. Let's find out if they actually have one called Lucifer. Because people have asked about it for years and looked into it for years. So, yeah, no wonder it's so shocking with a name like that. A lot of people didn't even know that the Vatican has an observatory. But the history of the Vatican Observatory goes back, 200 years or longer, 250 years, something like that. But during that time, there's also been all kinds of controversy about it and turmoil. And they've had to move it several times because of lights from cities as, you know, time passes and cities grow and, you know, you have the electricity and lights at night. So, yeah, they had to move it. So more than 50 years ago, I guess, the Vatican Observatory established a research group at the Steward Observatory of the University of Arizona in Tucson, while the Vatican's observatory remained in Italy. It's actually not the Vatican's observatory. It's Steward Observatory. And it opened in Mount Graham in southeast Arizona in 1993. So a little more than a decade later, this large binocular telescope opened up on Mount Graham, and they label it LBT for short. And it's owned by a lot of different institutions in the United States and from around the world. So collectively, three facilities atop Mount Graham comprise the Graham International Observatory, Mount Graham International Observatory. So they use different astronomers. They use various different instruments, or telescopes, right? So sometimes they come up with catchy and humorous names to call them. So, for example, years ago, 30, 40 years ago, there was an infrared photometer on a telescope at Kitt Peak National Observatory near Tucson. And since warm objects emit infrared radiation, it looks like the person who used it named this thing, it was called the Closed Circuit Cooling Photometer. Or CCCP, as they called it. So they would put that on the side of this telescope, I suppose, to stand for a closed circuit cooling photometer. But if you think about it, we were in the middle of the Cold War, and we were in a Cold War with the USSR, Russia, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. All right, but if you look at their alphabet instead of USSR, it translates to CCCP. And that's what you see on Soviet rockets, right? CCCP. So that's kind of a sinister sense of humor. Anyway, the moniker of Lucifer for this telescope that actually isn't owned by the Vatican, but it was speculated by everyone that it did. It was called here's a long name for it, okay? Large Binocular Telescope Near Infrared Spectroscopic Utility with Camera and Integral Field Unit of Extragalactic Research, or for Extragalactic Research. Now, it's a real stretch to pull out, but L in the word large, U in the word utility, C in the word camera, I in the word integral, F in the word field, E from extragalactic, and R for research, Lucifer. Now, the full title was descriptive of what the instrument was to do, but it was a mouthful, and they had to play games with the acronym just to get anything to spell. And that's how they came up with Lucifer for the name of the telescope. That, in fact, was not owned by the Vatican. It was an international thing. However, they shortened it to Lucy, L-U-C-I. And that's that. I mean, they have... They rechristened it Lucifer to Lucy. And the fact that Lucifer was never the name of the telescope, let alone a telescope owned by the Vatican, you know, that false rumor keeps making its rounds. People to this day still believe it. Actually, I had no idea. When I read it, it's like, yeah, I don't doubt it. You know, I don't know why my skepticism was like, yeah, I'm sure, you know, something. But anyway, I was hypocritical about it. I looked it up, and there's the answer. The Vatican does not own a telescope named Lucifer. I don't know whether I feel any better about that or not, but there it is. It's kind of nice to know that the church isn't worshiping Satan that we know of, but they are on the lookout for aliens. And maybe they have a reefer-smoking woman down there in those archives, too. So what other things have you heard that the Vatican hides from people? Also, keep in mind some topics you might want us to talk about here on the Gonzo Chronicles. I'm sure there's some weird shit going on in your life, in your world. Hey, we're in the middle of a pandemic. The apocalypse is all around us. The world is falling apart. It rains blood. Cats and dogs are getting along with each other. I mean, once they made a remake of Ghostbusters, hell, there was nowhere to go but down. Gonzo Chronicles. Thanks for stopping by. She'll smoke that Afghan Kush. If she can't find no reefer, she'll smoke that Azalea Kush. I got a reefer smoking ball. She'll smoke whatever going round. While you're at it, if you email me, share some good your mom jokes. I need some new ones. To that evening, circle down.